Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, happy new year, BTN listeners. Welcome back to the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Hope everybody had a great Christmas. Hope everybody had a fantastic New Year's. I'm sure most of you did, except maybe for, like, Mariah Carey. Unfortunately, her career, I guess, was our last death of 2016. Anyways, yes, it is a brand new year. It is the 3rd of January, 2017. Gonna have to get used to saying that. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Google and Chrysler sitting in a tree. Well, maybe. Yes, it seems Google and Fiat Chrysler have decided to work together on a new, what they're calling, infotainment system. Yeah, it's no longer entertainment. It has to be information at the same time. Basically, what this project does is it combines the FCA's Uconnect infotainment system with Android 7.0 Nougat, and thus keeping the car maker's interface while integrating a number of apps like Google Assistant, Maps, of course, and even other Android apps, say like Spotify or even Pandora. Now, this partnership actually goes beyond this little thing. That's because Chrysler is working with Google to build about 100 minivans, yes, as you guessed it, with Google's autonomous driving hardware and software. The whole infotainment system and Android integration, yeah, that's a little icing on the cake, make a little money on the side, yeah. Well, it is a new year, and that means Samsung has decided to drop another phone, hopefully not drop a bomb, too. Yeah, that's right, it's unveiled a revamped Galaxy A lineup. And you're going to get three different models of these lovely little feature phones. A smaller size, 4.7-inch A3, then, of course, the standard size, 5.2 A5, and the gigantic 5.7-inch A7. Now, the nicest feature actually seen in these mid-priced smartphones is water resistance. Plus, you're going to get an upgraded 16-megapixel front and rear camera. However, though, that 16 megapixels only for the A5 and the A7. You only get to get a 13 megapixel on the A3. Now, the new Galaxy A series will apparently launch where other than Russia. Yes, apparently Putin wants his A series first. Then you're going to start seeing it hit the markets in Europe, and then finally over to the US sometime later this year. New year, new designs coming from Dell. Dell is taking on one of his best-selling Windows laptops and making it even better, apparently. Of course, you won't get to see this thing until it's unveiled at the Las Vegas CES 2017, but we'll give you a little preview here on BTN first. Now, this new 2-in-1 models are saying will actually live alongside the original model. And yes, you heard me say 2-in-1, so yeah, you guessed it. It's a laptop, it's a tablet. Yay! The lid will still be aluminum on the thing. The bezels are still little tiny things. And the interior of the thing is still going to use soft carbon fiber. If you haven't guessed this thing, yeah, it's the XPS 13. The major difference is the back now has two steel hinges that let the screen rotate all the way around. Maybe they should call this thing the yoga laptop or something, I don't know. Other things you're going to be seeing is the webcam. Yeah, it's a little bit bigger now, so it'll allow the hacker to actually see a little bit easier now. Okay, just joking. But the new XPS is actually a little bit smaller. It measures just a little over a half inch thick and weighs about 2.7 pounds. So yes, Dell is taking the Apple approach with this thing. Now, I'm sure we're all thinking, okay, that's great. How much is the price? Well, we're hearing the 2-in-1 starts at $999. That'll get you a 1080p display, 4 gigs of RAM, and 128 gigabytes of SSD storage. Need more RAM? Need a little more storage? Well, you're going to need a little bit more money then. And finally, I have no idea how many of our listeners out there actually got their AirPods delivered to them over this holiday season. But if you did, there's one thing you don't want to do, is have them lost or particularly stolen. Yeah, at $160 a pair, yeah, it's not a good idea. So what is the best way to keep those AirPods safe away from those thieves? Well, other than the thief is walking by and saying, hey, thanks. How about making it look like what it was intended to look like? Dental floss. Oh, come on. Yes, you've looked at the case. Come on, admit it. It does look like a package of dental floss. Well, thanks to e-commerce vendor Etsy, they're selling these little stickers now that you can stick right over your Apple packaging. I know, I hear the cringing out there, but let's hear this out. Apparently, this sticker is specifically tailored to fit right on your Apple AirPods carrying case. Yes, making it look like a package of floss. They're hoping by you slapping the sticker on that thing, it will turn it into a much less desirable theft target. Unfortunately, though, there is a catch to this. You're going to have to live in the U.S. Apparently, these branded Crest Floss stickers, they're not allowed to travel outside the U.S. borders. If you are in the U.S. and do listen to the BTN News Show, well, it'll cost you $4.99 a piece. I know, it's kind of expensive for a sticker. But hey, that does include shipping. Yay. And it sure beats the hell out of spending $160 again. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website. You know, there's a lot been going on over there. There may not have been podcasts, but I tell you what, the reviews have been rolling in. We've got the blog posts rolling in. If you haven't had time over your holiday vacation, get down over there. Check it out. We've even got a year-end review of 2016 for all the best crap that you didn't buy. Also, be sure to like our Facebook page at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Or you can do the best thing out of those is just get hanging out in our Slack room. Because that's where all the fun is. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. Well, yes, indeed. We're knocking out the rust and cobwebs trying to get back in the groove of the BTN News Show. Don't worry, though. We'll be back with you tomorrow for your hump day edition. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Tuesday. Slide, glide back into work today. Ain't no reason to bust a brain cell. And thank you, as always, for listening.